Talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Sooner or later, gotta cut you down.
Go tell that long. Welcome to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits. All points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. And as always, we're going right to the front lines of history in the making today. A lot to talk about. One of the biggest events that occurred yesterday was in the Republican Party. And finally, and it came from an unlikely source. Finally, Moscow Mitch, whom I have excoriated on this program for a long time, Moscow Mitch finally stood up and he called out Marjorie Taylor Greene, Mistress Marjorie the Dominatrix, the she-wolf of the QAnon right, who is full of not only conspiracy theories about the election, but conspiracy theories about 9/11, conspiracy theories about Parkland and Sandy Hook and shootings, conspiracy theories about the tragic death of John F. Kennedy Jr. in a plane crash. She oozes conspiracy theories. Moscow Mitch finally stood up, the only Republican, really. Some of them like Mitt Romney have, but Mitt Romney is a man with great integrity, and Mitt Romney has stood tall against a lot of the craziness in the Republican Party. But Moscow Mitch is an insider, majority leader. You've seen him on television a lot. He's bad news. But Moscow Mitch finally, in public, called Marjorie Taylor Greene a cancer on the Republican Party, And of course, he was right. And what kills me when you think about this, how hard was it to do that when you have somebody like Marjorie Taylor Greene, who in tweets and social media before she got elected to Congress this time advocated and liked a tweet about, quote, putting a bullet in the head of Nancy Pelosi, end quote, hanging Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton. Those are calls for assassination and they are felonies. Let me give some free legal advice to everybody. If you select a politician and publicly call for their assassination, you have committed a felony. The First Amendment does not protect you. Back in 1976, when Jimmy Carter was running for president, was elected, the chairwoman of the Utah Republican Party publicly said, I would like to see him killed. That afternoon, the FBI was at her door and they arrested her. And she immediately started to blubber and say, I didn't mean it. I'm a mom, all this baloney, and they let her off. Do not say that kind of stuff. And by that, I mean, not against Republicans either. It's the way that you degenerate into the Commie Ruskies, the Norks, the Chi-Coms, Victor, Charlie, Venezuela, Cuba, Africa, Asia, jihad, the rest. We're not going to go there at all. I don't know why Marjorie Taylor Greene has not been arrested. Not been arrested for advocating the assassination of political figures. The statute of limitations on a federal felony is 5 years. She made these statements back in 2018. The statute of limitations is open until 2023. It's open for 2 more years. Obviously, they're reluctant to, quote, politicize it, end quote. I don't see that at all. I think Trump should have been arrested as a candidate when he said that the Second Amendment people should take care of Hillary Clinton and her bodyguard should be disarmed. But they didn't. The authorities chickened out because he was a candidate. And we have not in the past in American history, going back to George Washington, had any candidate for major office like that who's advocated the assassination of his opponents ever. But Moscow Mitch stood up. He finally stood up. And you know, When I say I don't know why it hasn't happened before, think about it. The House put in a resolution to condemn QAnon. And Marjorie Taylor Greene, by the way, is QAnon. She campaigned as QAnon. She was very upfront about QAnon and the conspiracy theories that she says are true. The crazy stuff about 9/11, about the shootings at Parkland and Sandy Hook, about the John F. Kennedy plane crash. Those are QAnon conspiracies. Now she says, I've gone beyond QAnon. Well, yeah, thank you. The Republican Party got you, and that's the best that they could get you to say. Let me tell you something. They put in a resolution, and the resolution was, we condemn QAnon. It's pretty simple. We can condemn these right-wing nut jobs who spread false conspiracy rumors, and many of them are violent. Many of them were insurrectionists. They were there. Some had Q on their sweatshirts. Guess what happened in the eight congressmen here in the state? Two of them did not support that resolution to condemn QAnon. One of them was Tiffany of Hazelhurst, a very bad congressman, a very bad public servant in the 7th Congressional District. Dave Obey's a friend of mine. He held that congressional district for a long time, I think 40 years, almost 40 years. It was a Democratic district till it got gerrymandered. Prior to that, there's a guy named Alvin Okonski. He was a Republican, but very moderate. He'd be a Democrat today. Now we have Tiffany. Tiffany voted against the QAnon resolution. He voted against condemning QAnon. And the other one who didn't support the resolution was Gallagher of Green Bay. Now, Gallagher of Green Bay is being marketed as a moderate. The Republicans look on him in this state as the hope of the future, sort of like a Paul Ryan. But deep down inside, there are troublesome waters. Deep, troublesome waters run deep. What he did is he abstained. He didn't vote. So no one can say that he voted against it, but he didn't vote for it. And when you're talking about condemning QAnon, suppose there were a vote in the German parliament in 1929 or 30 to condemn Nazism, and somebody abstains and somebody else votes against the resolution. You would properly say, in looking back in history, that that was a betrayal of Germany. Those votes to abstain or to vote against it. And the same thing is happening now. Absolutely the same thing is happening now. So Moscow Mitch recounted the conspiracies. I've just given the name, the title of them. But he went into him a little more detail, and he said that the newly elected congresswoman, hint, hint, that would be Marjorie Taylor Greene of Georgia, is a cancer on the Republican Party. Now, I don't know how that's going to play out. He's the majority leader right now. Either party can change its leader in the Senate or the House at any time by a majority vote of the caucus. I do not see the Republican Party throwing Moscow Mitch out now. The simple reason that if people like Cruz and Wormwood, Lindsey Graham, Little, Marco Rubio, Hawley, the rest of the people like that, if they tried something like that, it would look bad for them. But I think his influence in the Republican Party is diminished. It's severely diminished. And by doing the right thing, in my view, he's trying to save the Republican Party. But I think too many of them, absolutely too many of them, are scared to death about Donald Trump, who supports Marjorie Taylor Greene. She came out with a statement of support from him, from Trump. And too many of them want the QAnon base of the Republican Party to vote for them in primaries. And then they claim, okay, and once we're in, of course, we'll ignore them. Well, no, you won't. Nobody ignores the base that put them in, because that base will put somebody else in the next primary. So it's about time we need people to stand up. Mitt Romney did, Liz Cheney did, Ben Sasse did, Rice of South Carolina did. There were a total of 10 Republican congressmen who did, and there are a handful of Republican senators who voted against dismissing the impeachment accusation in the conviction phase of the trial. This is just a tiny handful. The rest of them are supportive of Marjorie Taylor Greene or afraid to call her out. The other development with her is very favorable, is Nancy Pelosi and the Democratic House leadership have decided to throw Marjorie Taylor Greene off of all committees if Kevin McCarthy won't do it. The easiest way for this to happen is if Kevin McCarthy, the minority leader, he has sole decision who goes on these committees. He can say, get off them. You know something? Not only didn't he say get off them, guess what committees he put her on? He put her on the House Education and Labor Committee, which after appropriations and ways and means is one of the most prestigious committees. And he put her on the Budget Committee. After the Appropriations Committee and the Ways and Means Committee, those are the two most sought after, and he put her on them. Whereas he threw Steve King off for simply saying, what's wrong with Western civilization? I agree, there is nothing wrong. It produced all modern forms of decent government. And he got thrown off of committees. But Marjorie Taylor Greene is not, so the Democrats are going to force it with a majority vote, which is very unusual, but they have to do it. You can't have her sitting there talking about the assassination of the speaker, talking about the first graders at Sandy Hook weren't killed, and then have her vote on education. You can't do that. We're going to a break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter, tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down.